what is the responsibility of Drew Rosenhaus when it comes to the negotiation with the Patriots? And let me play this first. Mike Golic of ESPN Radio, he was on this morning, and here's what he had to say about Drew Rosenhaus.
Before the show, I was really on the side of I wouldn't have said a word, and I still may think that way, but I get that side of it. I get that side of saying, hey, this may happen. May not be the best thing in the world for your client, though, because I feel if that was going to happen, New England never would have signed him. And it's the job of an agent to get your player signed in the short term.
So Mike Golic says that the responsibility of Drew Rosenhaus is to get his player signed.
Yes.
And get his player signed quickly and for as much money as possible.
Yeah, I'll give him that.
So that said, do you think that if Drew Rosenhaus knew this was coming, he had any obligation to tell the Patriots that something might happen? Or did he only have the obligation to his client to try to get him signed?
I believe he only has the obligation to his client. It's kind of like being an attorney. You know, you may feel he's lying. You even may know he's lying or kind of have a feeling he's lying because you can't put him on the stand because then you're supporting perjury. But you don't care about that. Your only job is to get your client off. Even if you think he's a murderer or he's a think whatever bad person he is, that's not a concern of yours. That's why we have the judicial system. You must do your best to defend him. And that's what Drew Rosenhaus really is. He's doing his best for Antonio Brown. That is his job.
No, I'll give you that. He may be the single biggest jackass in all of sports, and I'm talking about Rosenhaus.
No, you say that about every agent. Right. Scott Boras was the biggest jackass a week ago.
And Drew Rosenhaus is right there with him. He's Scott Boras light, I think. But for him to get out there and stare at the camera and say, and this being said, that I will agree with you. His only job is to get Antonio Brown as much money as humanly possible. But for him to sit there and say Antonio Brown is the loving father of five children, including a daughter, and I myself am the... come on. I mean, really? That just rubbed me the wrong way. When you're talking about a situation like this, he's apparently... if he's the loving father of his wife, he certainly isn't acting that way. I'm talking about AB.
Drew Rosenhaus's obligation to me isn't to Antonio Brown. Drew Rosenhaus's obligation is to Drew Rosenhaus and to the business of Drew Rosenhaus. It's better for Drew Rosenhaus to be transparent with the New England Patriots. And look, if Drew Rosenhaus is honest with the Patriots and the Patriots say, no, I'm not helping or we're not signing Antonio Brown if this is coming, then fine. He's injured his relationship with Antonio Brown. And maybe Antonio Brown drops him as a client or as his agent. That could happen. But you know what's been spared? Drew Rosenhaus's relationship with the Patriots and Drew Rosenhaus's relationship with other teams who the Patriots speak to. Drew Rosenhaus needs to protect his reputation and his overall body of clientele, not one specific client. So I believe that Drew Rosenhaus had an obligation with himself for his own business to be transparent because Rosenhaus knew and then hid this from the Patriots. You know who I'm not doing business with if I'm the Patriots in the future? Drew Rosenhaus.
Yeah,
you know who I'm bad-mouthing in the future? Drew Rosenhaus.
You're going to do business with him because he's got Tua or he's got Trevor Lawrence. So you're going to go ahead and you're going to suck it up and you're going to do business with him just like the people did business with Scott Boras because he has... what's his name? Not Trout, but
Harper.
Harper. You'll do business with them because they have the clients, and that's who you're going to want. You don't have much of a choice.
Yeah, but doesn't Drew Rosenhaus need the Patriots just as much?
Wait, let me ask you this. If you found out that Drew Rosenhaus was team-friendly and he tipped off the Patriots to some stuff that he shouldn't, or he took a little bit less because he wants to be team-friendly, then how many players are going to want to have this guy represent him? He's got to worry about two. One, the team. One, the players. He's going to be more like, I got to worry about the people that are going to sign up with me. The teams will come, and not so much the Patriots even. Other teams also will say, what do you got? Yeah, we want to sign them.
I guess. It's just that, man, you got to grit your teeth and bear a guy like him. I mean, when he looks in the camera and says Antonio takes these allegations very seriously, of course he takes them seriously because it's going to cost him millions of dollars, and that's all it's about. And for Drew Rosenhaus to say, I wouldn't be doing this interview if I didn't believe Antonio, to me seems very disingenuous. The only reason he believes Antonio is because it's in the interest of his wallet to believe Antonio.
Yes, that is true. I'll give you that as well. But don't you believe that Drew Rosenhaus... Look, if Drew Rosenhaus is transparent with the Patriots or gives the Patriots a little bit of a heads up, that helps his relationship with the Patriots, who are, he'd like to funnel more and more clients to the Patriots. He'd like to funnel more of his clients to other teams who are inevitably going to hear about how he dealt with the Patriots. I don't think it behooves Drew Rosenhaus's business to become a liar and withhold this information from the Patriots. At the end of the day, if Drew Rosenhaus withheld this from the Patriots, he has helped put the Patriots in this position where we are right now. And I don't believe that that is good for Drew Rosenhaus's business. No, look, if I were Drew Rosenhaus, and look, I get this because I'm not Drew Rosenhaus. It's easy for me to sit here on the sideline and say this, but at some point, I think, at least for me, my morals would come into play here, that I cannot here sit by idly and allow you to dupe the Patriots into paying this guy $10 million guaranteed that I know is about to get, you know, put on blast.
And you better get another job.
Okay, and I'm saying it's easy for me to say that. I get that. Maybe if I'm in his position, I'd feel differently. But at some point, I'd like to think that being somewhat honest and transparent would allow me to help my business in the future, even if it hurts it with AB in the short term.
Glenn Elmore, college basketball analyst. You know him?
Yes, we've had him on this show.
Smartest guy I know.
Done a lot of UVM games.
I think he went to Harvard Business School. Yeah. He told me, and I used to have Glenn on. He told me the reason he stopped being an agent, couldn't stomach it anymore. Mm-hmm. He said it's
developed a conscience.
Well, he went to Harvard. He's not a dumb guy.
No, but these guys have no conscience.
He just couldn't take it anymore. If you can't take the business, then get the hell out. You know, you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. I believe what Rosenhaus is doing exactly. He's not going to say, hey, there may be a chance tomorrow that you're going to see something negative on my client. That's not what it's there for. It's kind of like being an agent to the Hollywood stars. You take the agent for, what's his name? The Iron Man guy. What's his name? Yeah, the
Iron Man.
The young guy. Well, he's not young anymore. He's always had a lot of trouble. Oh, come on, Texas. You know what I'm talking about. Good looking guy.
Rich Haskell.
A good looking Iron Man.
He plays Iron Man in all the movies.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. It'll come to me in a minute. Anyway, he's always been in trouble with drugs and stuff like that. And you think his agent is going to say, no, don't hire my guy to play Iron Man because he's been in trouble or anything like that?
Robert Downey.
Yeah, Robert Downey.
Our intern. Yeah.
Thank you, intern.
Making his debut.
Robert Downey has been in a lot of trouble.
Yes,
is his agent saying, don't sign my guy to the next Iron Man movie or whatever movie because he may be a drunk and show up late or anything like that, or he may be on drugs and show up late? That's not his job to do that, you know?
I think it's a little bit different here in that we're talking about how many studios there are that make movies. 7? We're talking about how many teams are there in the NFL? More than 30.
But 30. I think it's a good comparison. It's the same thing. You're not going to, there may be only about 7 of them, but you're not going to tip off your Hollywood client. Otherwise, you're not going to keep it very long.
The fact that Drew Rosenhaus looked at the camera the other day and said that he basically came out without saying it in these words, that he knew this was coming. So is that a good thing for his relationship with the Patriots or any other team not to let them know? Or did the Patriots already know? That's the big question.
Yes, that is the biggest question. Yeah. You are right about that.
All right, Brady, what do we got coming up next?
A former Patriot comes out. He's not happy being compared to Antonio Brown. Who is it and why does he feel that way?
That's next. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game.
It's still summer, but football's in our minds. The